It's always. Follow? Nobody gets saved in heaven. The new life goes on. Is that clear?
Yeah.
You're saved through being born anew. Isn't that obvious? How did he save you? He reborned you. That's how, that's the way to say it. He reborned you. You start a new life. But we're going to learn how to get across. But there can't be two lives at once. There can't be two hopes. In a way, there are two lives. There's our life physically here now.
Says the life you now live, you live for Christ.
Okay, but we still live physically here now for a while, this thing we call life. But the purpose of it now is no longer to live for self, as it was. We've been born anew, and this new life is to live for Him, but we're still here physically. It's a new creation, the whole thing. A new creation does not mean just a child of God within me. It's a whole creation, a whole bunch of things. All things are made new, the whole business. And in one word, a new creation means all the earth was created, the whole creation. And somehow we have become all those things put together. You follow? A whole new creation. All these figures, they all mean things about this new existence. Hey, listen. To your question.
In John 6:66, when it says some of his disciples
turned back and no longer went about with him, right?
Were they actually disciples?
Yeah, we were talking about that. No, obviously. They aren't the real ones. They look real. I mean, the parable of the weed, some of them started, but they turned back. False brethren. If they were of us, they would have continued with us.
Right.
Same thing. That when it came to a hard thing, they turned back. Well, they weren't the real ones. Not the elect. Although, we were saying, you don't know. Maybe some of them returned. But you don't know. But they weren't, they were only his disciples in a way. And they weren't the real thing. They didn't continue in his word and were not truly his disciples. How's that?
Yeah, right.
Okay? Hey, the picture holds. It just holds. It is the mind of the apostles. Scary. It's only scary to the degree to which you grasp it. But there's no grasping a fantasy, grasping the wind. Hear it, people.
Does the disciple still regard Jesus as shepherd?
Does the disciple still regard Jesus as... You know, didn't I go through that? All, as we are to one degree of glory as to another, the previous one still continued. We are still sheep, yes. You were straying, but now have returned to the guardian of your soul.
Shepherd.
You know, I've been up for a while. I mean, I'm motivated, you know, but what'd you say?
In other words, when we give up our sheep life, when we become disciples.
Hold it. Hold it. When we shoot the sheep, here we go. When we give up our fantasy that we're going to grab something and get somewhere, without me, you can do nothing. When we give up the fantasy and face the facts, the way adults are supposed to be able to. And if we love Jesus, then what? He is still the shepherd of us as sheep. Yes, he is. He's still that shepherd. And our soul, that was all the way back in sheep and is all the way, all the way. And soul, that is human soul, is important. There's more I don't understand fully. The sheep, I think, includes all everything about us humanly, and some of it has to go. The self, for instance.
We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered.
Yeah, that's a sheep. But basically, the sheep continue. With some change.
Are the branches and the vine, they're the not the sheep, but the disciples?
Absolutely. No way. You know, you surprise me, you people. Sheep are hanging in the vine? All right, disciples. Disciples hanging in the vine is maybe just as bad. Absolutely, they are disciples. And you proved to be my disciples. You are truly my disciples back there, if you continue. And now you've proven it, you're in the vine.
I was saying the key word is abiding. The sheep can't abide the shepherd.
They won't. Sheep won't abide. You know, the shepherd has to make sure. But there's choice. You now are a man. You got a mind now. As a disciple. And you choose. And if you continue choosing, if you continue in, that means choosing, not just reading it. Living. That's choice and faith. No way around it. You are truly my disciples. So remember, the previous lower ones, and you can't get too mechanical about it, you know what? I mean, is a saint higher than a friend? Now, at least I can now. But one degree of glory to another, you got the idea.
Right, yes.
And you know what the bottom is, shepherd, sheep. And you know that that the huge issue is converting to a disciple and then growing. And there are variations, I'm sure, in individual cases after that. What is not negotiable is sheep don't go to heaven. Sheep don't go to heaven. Flesh and blood cannot inherit. You must be reborn. Provided we suffer with him, and then we'll be glorified with him. Listen, let me tell you something else. I think it's true in our so-called church that I think it's true that sin is not as rampant as in a lot of churches. What would you think?
Yeah. I think so.
Why do I say that? Because we're good and they're bad?
No.
Why do I say that?
Standard of teaching.
Standard of teaching. Right. Right. Hey, who's that? I got a friend back there. Who is that? Mitch. Hey, Mitch, that's all right. Thanks, buddy. That's all right. Guess again.
Way of life.
Way of life. Try again. Listen, you know what? God has prepared us for this, and it ain't so bad a bullet to bite. Because we're already. What is the word? We're prepared.
Yeah.
Tell me some more. Let's hear it. Now, with the spirit of the New Testament understood, how do you play games? How do you get pity? The pity, the buying and selling pity. Okay, it's really a whole new ballgame. Hey, listen. Now it gets a hold of you.